everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you checked out our last podcast on St. Peter's in Salem, Massachusetts. If you're interested in finding out more information about the church or other haunted locations around Salem, check out our Salem Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories. Today, we're heading back down south to the Marshall House in Savannah, Georgia, one of my personal faves. Alan, can you tell us about the hotel?
After inheriting numerous properties around Savannah after her father's death, Mary Magdalene Lever wisely developed key pieces of real estate and began renting the buildings to tenants in the early 19th century. Around this time, Mary married James Marshall, a wealthy cotton broker who served as the town's treasurer while working at the Planters Bank. James also was the commander of the Savannah Volunteer Guard and fought in the War of 1812. In 1840, a childless Mary and her husband James adopted an orphan named Maggie. Despite being 56 and 60 years old, the two weren't spring chickens, but they gave Maggie the love and support she needed. Unfortunately, in 1845, James died and left Mary as a single mother and widow at the age of 61. In 1851, Mary began construction on a large building on some of the property her father had left her. The following year, she opened a lavish hotel with 135 rooms, a dining room, a bar, public and private parlors, shops, and a carriage turnaround behind the building. The Marshall House was without a doubt the finest hotel in Savannah at that time.
With the hotel becoming the place to be in Savannah, Mary received numerous offers from businessmen who wanted to buy her hotel. However, she was an astute businesswoman who chose to keep the hotel and leased it out to various people who ran the business under a different name. Because of her business acumen, Mary Marshall quickly became the wealthiest woman in Savannah. But life still wasn't easy for Mary. Maggie grew up and eventually had a daughter of her own that she named Mary Barclay, after her adopted mother. However, Maggie would die of a heart attack at the age of 22. Heartbroken, Mary found herself a single mother once again at the age of 86. Mary loved her granddaughter and brought in a governess to help raise her.
When the Civil War broke out, business died and the hotel was a shell of its former self as Confederate soldiers looted the building when they heard the Yankees were coming. In December 1864, when Sherman marched into Savannah, his men overtook the hotel and they used it as a hospital. It's believed that over 200 soldiers were treated for various injuries in the Marshall House during that time.
That winter was one of the coldest on record for Savannah. The Federal soldiers burned what was left of the furniture, and when they ran through the hotel furnishing, they dismantled the banister of the staircase as well as other wooden structures in the hotel, burning them as well.
In all, the Union occupied the hotel until April 1865. The hotel's proprietor at the time, William Coolidge, he tried to recoup his losses and sued the United States for 4 months and 3 days' rent, as well as 75% of all the furnishings he lost during that time. Of course, the government wasn't interested in repaying a hotel in a Confederate state. Coolidge's family, for several generations, tried to fight the government in court, but they never were successful.
In 1877, Mary Marshall died at the age of 94, and her immense wealth was passed on to her granddaughter, Mary Barclay. After Mary's death, 16 years later, the estate was divided up and sold. The hotel changed hands numerous times during the 20th century, and it is presently owned by HLC Hotels. Though Mary Marshall is gone, an oil painting of her from 1837 actually hangs over the front desk so she can greet each guest upon their arrival.
Today, the Marshall House is not only the last remaining Civil War hospital in Savannah, it's also one of the most popular places to stay in town. Year after year, the hotel and its staff win awards for their hospitality and service. After enjoying a stay at the Marshall House in 2016, my wife and I booked a reservation for the hotel the following year. When we arrived, we found a bottle of champagne in our room welcoming us back. This kind of service has made the Marshall House legendary. It's also one of the reasons my wife and I keep coming back. While the Marshall House is rich in history, local guys from ghost tours tell grandiose stories of Union soldiers that still roam the halls of the hotel at night, looking for their arms that were cut off during the war between the states. One of the most popular tales stems from the renovations in the late 1990s, and depending on who you talk to, there is a kernel of truth in there somewhere. Maybe.
According to legend, bone fragments were found by a construction worker in the basement of the Marshall House while it was being renovated. The man called an inspector with the city and told him what he had found. However, when the foreman overheard the call, he scolded the construction worker because no one was going to get paid for several months after archaeologists and historians started investigating. The foreman allegedly took the bone fragments and hid them. When the inspector showed up later in the day to see what had been uncovered, the foreman presented some bones from some fried chicken he had eaten for lunch. While this story may or may not be true, the hotel is haunted. In fact, the women's restroom in the lobby is a hotspot for paranormal activity, and ladies have found themselves mysteriously locked inside the stall on several occasions.
The second and third floor are said to be pretty haunted, too. In fact, in room 314, guests have reported strange noises and claim the furniture moves around on its own during the night. Some have even claimed that someone or something touched them while they were in bed trying to go to sleep. But the fourth floor is said to be the most haunted part of the Marshall House. According to legend, this is the part of the building that patients were sent when there was nothing else that could be done for them. Maybe this is the reason that many of the people who have stayed in the hotel have claimed to hear loud, thundering footsteps pacing the halls at night. Other guests that have stayed on the fourth floor have experienced things moving around during the night and have had issues with TVs that turn themselves off and on. Some guests have even woke up in the morning to find bite marks on their body.
But the most haunted room on the fourth floor is room 414. Guests have spotted a shadow person moving around the room. Another reported feeling someone touch her shoulder while she lay in bed. As if touching her wasn't bad enough, it then slowly began to pull back the covers while she tried to go to sleep. Others that have stayed in 414 claim to hear strange, unexplainable noises at night. Some guests have claimed to hear children laughing. The bathroom is also a hotbed of paranormal activity, as guests have heard strange noises coming from there at night. One guest even claimed an invisible specter locked him in the restroom.
The fourth floor is also haunted by the spirit of a nurse who comes in to check on guests while they're asleep. During the war, she looked over hundreds of injured men in the building, and even in the afterlife, she feels that it's her duty to make sure everyone is in bed and doing okay.
We've stayed at the Marshall House on several occasions, and it's one of my favorite places in Savannah. Not just because of the hospitality and all the history, but my favorite is the second floor, where you have access to their balcony. It is so peaceful and nice to have breakfast there in the morning. I definitely recommend the second floor. Even if you don't see a ghost, you'll definitely be treated like royalty. We hope you enjoyed this episode on the Marshall House. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around Savannah, download the Savannah Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features several of our books. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and we'd love to hear some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Now, those books Chelsea mentioned on the website are Southern Ghost Stories Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghost of Gallatin, and our newest book, Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page for details on the event on October 23rd in Murfreesboro, there on the square, Nani's Bakery. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taking some time to do it for us. Now, please check back with us next time as we head back to Gallatin, Tennessee, to visit the Enloe Center. Now, around this time, Mary married James Marshall. Well, that's a tongue twister. Mary married James Marshall.
According to legend, have we not done the Marshall House before?
No! Okay.
In fact, the women's restroom in the lobby is a hot spit.
They have hot spit in the...
I didn't women's... say spit. I said spet. Spet.
How do you spell hot spit?
H-O-T-S-P-E-T.
Okay. Find out what it means to me.